uncertain times like these, it can be difficult to see the ways in which God is moving in our lives. What does it look like to slow down and prayerfully look back at the ways God has subtly been present with us? This is what the Prayer of Examine invites us into today. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome to Common Prayer for Saturday, April 4th. We have made it to the end of week two of Common Prayer. I'm so grateful for you listening along. And, as we did last week on Saturday, I want to again and do every Saturday moving forward. I want to engage us in the Prayer of Examine. And the Prayer of Examine is again, it's rooted through a follower of Jesus named Saint Ignatius. And he developed this prayer really as a way to slow down long enough to reflect on the movement of God over a particular amount of time. And really his concern was that our lives move at such a pace that we so often just simply don't recognize God's movement in our life. And so he created this discipline, he created this practice as just a way of prayerfully reflecting on a set amount of time. And so during these on Saturdays, we're going to reflect back really on the past week and just look at maybe the subtle ways in which God was moving within our world. The reality is during this shelter in place, I'm finding that so much of our days just seem to blend together. Today feels a lot like yesterday and tomorrow will feel a lot like today and yesterday as well, as they just kind of bleed together. And so the examine is this opportunity, this invitation for us just to stop and to slow down and realize what is going on. How is God moving in our own hearts and our own lives? Again, the very stress of the moment can deter our hearts and our minds from really being able to genuinely focus on God and how he is showing up. One last thought too is again, remember that all of these prayer practices, these prayer exercises, the intent is not rigidity. It's not, tools that we are, it's not things to master, but rather they're practices. They're things that we enter into in hopes of communing deeper with God. And so enter into them with that sort of spirit. So again, let's prepare for this prayer of examine. So as you do every day during these prayers, just take a moment and take a few deep breaths. Take a moment to slow your mind down and just come back to the moment. Again, our brains are so wired to run from one moment to the next that this sort of silence, this sort of disruption can almost be alarming. But just take a moment to sit in the quiet. And as we begin the prayer of examine, I just want to start with this invitation, this prayer inviting Jesus to the moment. Lord Jesus, we believe that at this moment you are here present with us, and that in this moment you are loving us. You are here as Emmanuel, God with us. And so Lord, may you help us as we reflect back on the past week. Maybe you want to take a moment and just invite the Spirit to be present in these next few minutes. So now, having invited God, inviting the Holy Spirit to be present, I want to step into a prayer of gratitude. So take a moment and consider the past week and just slowly think through your days. What happened that stirred gratitude in your heart this week? What were the moments that occurred throughout the week that brought you great joy? And just reflect on those for a moment. Let them play through your mind as if they were scenes of a movie. Just allow those images, those faces, those smiles, those whatever it was that brought you gratitude, just allow those to replay in your head now. And as those replay in your head, just take time to thank God for the specifics. Maybe it was the video call with a friend, the laughter of your children, the well-cooked meal with your spouse. Whatever it is, take a moment and just reflect on the specifics and thank God for those. So now, moving from the prayer of gratitude, I want to move us into a prayer of review. And so continue to review your week in your mind. But moving from that gratitude, I want you to begin to review the emotions that you felt this week. What was it that you seemed to have felt most strongly? What was it that washed over you more this week? Don't try to change it. Don't try to justify it. Just sit with that emotion before God. I invite you to ask this question. Just, when did you feel the most love this week? And then, when did you feel the least loved this week? At what point this week did you feel the deepest sense of connection to God? And at what point during this week did you feel the most disconnected from God? And again, I invite you to just hold those moments before God. And as you consider those emotions that you felt this past week, and as you've considered where you felt connected and also disconnected to God throughout this week, I want you just to pick up one emotion that seemed the most dominant. Maybe it's fear, stress, joy, confusion, loneliness, anger. Whatever it is, I want you to pick one of those emotions that seems most dominant throughout the week. And I invite you again just to ask God to speak into that. What is it that God is trying to communicate to you through that emotion? And then just spend a moment to quiet your heart and listen to what God may have for you in that. As you listen to God, remember that He is our Father. He is a God who loves you, who is for you. Now I want to move us to the last step of the examen, which is looking forward to the week ahead. And I want you to invite this and invite the Holy Spirit to maybe highlight this for you. But what do you want to take with you into this next week? What is it that you've noticed God doing in this past week, and He's inviting you to take forward into the next week? What is it that gives you the most hope going forward? And now just spend a moment, one final moment, just resolving and asking the Holy Spirit for that resolve to carry that forward in the week to come. And now let me close with this benediction over us. May the grace of God, which daily renews us, and the love of Christ, which enables us to love all, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which unites us in one body, make us eager to obey the will of God until we meet again, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. And be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.